And now, one of the many episodes you'll only find in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, this is incredible, Renee.
Really, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I'm floored. This jungle, it's truly amazing. The sky is green, but the light is golden. Well, the air, it's sweet. Is that vanilla and caramel?
Aye, it is. Good nose.
Well, the trees and plants are unlike anything I've ever seen. The same with the water. It's like water, but it's not lighted. Not to mention that it's purple. Very imaginative.
Your programming allows for endless varieties, so I took advantage of it. And I do want to thank you again for letting me use the Portable Imagination Station for my project.
Oh, that's my pleasure. The project sounded quite intriguing.
Really? I'd have thought someone who invented the Imagination Station would find virtual world building a bit mundane. It's a typical course for computer game developers these days.
And yet you've been rather...
Nervous about it?
Well, I was going to say excited, but nervous will do.
I guess I'm a little of both. My supervisor for the course is Dr. Astan Lieberness.
Ah, yes. Eugene mentioned he's a visiting professor in the department this semester.
He's a brilliant game developer, so I really want this project to be top rate. Something special.
You've certainly done that.
I'm so glad you like it. Because there's more.
More?
Right over here. See for yourself.
Oh, my. Renee, you haven't just created a world. You've created people.
I welcome to the world of Whittonia.
You named your world Whittonia?
I hope that's all right. You're not offended.
Oh, no. The contrary, I'm honored. So that would make the people...
Oh, Whittonians.
They're extraordinary, Renee.
Really? I mean, emerald skin, orange hair, three nostrils. They're not too out there?
Oh, no, not at all. And I love the tails and the two sets of arms at the elbows. They're like everything else here, different and yet somehow familiar. And their bodies are well suited for this environment.
I'm so glad you noticed. That's what I was going for. Come on, I'll introduce you. Andras, Kyria, this is Mr. Whittaker.
Hi there.
Greetings, Mr. Whittaker.
Hello. Oh, even more familiar.
I took voice samples from various recordings and created an algorithm that roughly replicates their voices. You don't think Connie and Eugene will mind, do you?
Oh, no, I think they'd be flattered.
Not if I can't solve the problem, they won't.
What problem? I mean, they're very friendly.
Yes, but as you observed, they don't do anything.
What have you told them to do?
Make Whittonia a home, build houses, name the plants and all the things around them, make stuff.
Such as?
Whatever they like, but they just don't seem to be able to do it. Watch. Andras?
Yes?
I'd like you to build a home. And Kyria, I'd like you to put a garden next to it.
Certainly, Renee. Please provide the specifications regarding the kind of home I should build.
Yes, and please tell me what plants you would like in the garden and where they should be placed.
See?
Not really. Well, they can only do what you program them to do.
Aye, that's the point. I don't want them to do just what I programmed them to do. Rather than have me tell them everything, I want them to be able to decide on their own, you know, to grow and develop and be, well...
Creative?
Yes, that's it, exactly. I want them to be creative, all on their own.
Ah, where's the computer link in here?
It's this way.
Well, what about the Whittonians?
Oh, they won't follow unless I tell them to. Come on.
Okay.
Put the link in that stack of boulders.
Ah, the aqua pink or the rose red glaucus?
Aqua pink. I thought it'd be a good idea to hide it.
Oh, I agree.
So, what are you thinking?
Well, to be creative, the Wittonians need to learn. But in order to learn, they need to be able to make choices.
Ah, of course. Choices. Abstract thought and free will.
Right. So, where is the link?
Oh, it's in a cleft in the rock. You just push this one aside.
Oh, clever. Now, let me see here.
Ah, yes, I see.
And enter.
Was that a reboot?
Well, of sorts.
So, what did it do?
Ah, wait for it.
Ooh, pretty.
Kyria, Andras.
What is that?
That is something you don't need to know about. A little help, Mr. Whittaker?
Of course.
Why don't we need to know about it?
Well, you... Wait, did you just ask why?
Yes, why do you ask?
You're curious. Mr. Whittaker, he's curious.
I think you'll find they both are.
What are you doing here?
I want to use these stones to build a home.
And I want to use some of them to decorate my garden.
Curious and creative. This is awesome.
I made this for you, for up here.
You made a flower wreath for my hair.
I thought it would look nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Kyria.
So, can we use these stones?
No, you can't.
Why? Because of what's in them?
Yes, that's right. What is in them is very dangerous for you. If you fool around with it, it can hurt you very badly. So you need to stay away.
Then what can we use?
Anything else. Just not this. Understand?
Yes.
Yes. Those stones over there look sturdy. They'll make a good foundation.
And they're pretty, too. Let's get some.
After you.
This is incredible, Mr. Whittaker. They're learning. They're making choices. Oh, they're being creative. Maybe I should make more of them.
Well, I think you'd better make sure that all the bugs are worked out of Andras and Kyria first.
Yes, yes, you're right. It's just so amazing. Wait till Professor Levinus sees this. This is going to be great.
I have to say, Renee, I am very impressed. Very impressed indeed.
Thank you, Professor Levinus.
Especially with this imagination station. A three-dimensional creation platform. Remarkable.
Yes. Mr. Whittaker, its inventor, is quite brilliant.
So he assisted you with your project, yes?
Well, a bit, when I needed help with the programming. But he insisted that, because this is a school project, that I do the work.
Quite right, quite right. And you have done a splendid job.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you, will do. However, having created a beautiful world, I am far less impressed with the people you have created to populate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Despite having this remarkable tool at your disposal, you have not utilized it to its full potential when it comes to creature creation.
How so?
Your Wittonians, as you call them, seem limited. That is to say, they don't really do very much, if you see what I mean.
Actually, sir, I believe they're far from limited. I mean, it's true they don't seem to do very much right now, but Mr. Whittaker and I gave them the ability to choose. We want them to develop on their own.
An interesting concept, but quite frankly, rather boring, wouldn't you say? You're creating a world here. A world you want people, real people, to experience. You need to skip over the developmental stages and get to the more exciting parts.
Exciting parts?
Yes. Conflict! You need that conflict to make the experience more immersive and exciting. That is where the real fun begins.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, what I could do with a machine like this! Do you think Mr. Whittaker would be willing to partner with me?
I really don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Perhaps he would let me license the programming and technology, or purchase it outright.
I don't think he'd want to do that. But getting back to my project, I just don't want to move too fast with the Wittonians. They need more time to develop and grow and learn on their own. That's far from boring. I've already had one close call with them.
Close call?
Aye, There's a comp link inside the station. I hid it in a cleft of a stack of boulders, but the Wetonians discovered it anyway.
Yeah? What happened?
Nothing, fortunately. And it's good that they didn't mess around with it.
Why?
Who knows how they'd react to the information they might uncover? You see, Professor, something wonderful has been created here. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize it.
You have developed a real affection for these Wetonians, haven't you?
I've put in a lot of work on them, and, well, yes, frankly.
They are just zeros and ones, you know, Renee. They are products we make to have fun and improve our lives. You should...
I'm sorry, Professor Liebernus. I really don't want to skip ahead on the Wetonians. I understand if that lowers my grade, but no.
Your grade is fine. Top marks. You've done wonderful work.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you very much.
Some people simply cannot see the forest for the trees. Ah, she left it unlocked. Foolish. Rule number one, always safeguard your inventions. Now, which button was it? This? Such a fun ride! Now, where are you, little Wetonians?
Hello.
No! You scared me.
Sorry. You're from earlier today, aren't you? With Renee.
That's right. My name is Astan. You're Andras and Kyria, correct?
Yes. Why are you here?
I'm looking for something. Something Renee told me was in here. It's called a comp link. Do you know where it is?
No, I don't think so.
Could it be the bad thing?
Bad thing?
The thing Renee told us to stay away from. The thing that is bad for us and can hurt us.
Oh, I don't think it would hurt you. I think it can help you. In fact, I think it can help all of us.
Then why would Renee say it could hurt us?
I don't know. But I can show you that it's not a bad thing if you take me to it.
No, Renee said not to.
Do you always do everything Renee tells you to do?
Yes.
Even if it is something you don't want to do?
She hasn't told us to do something we don't want to do.
At least, not yet. But what if she tells you to do something that could hurt you? Would you do it then?
Yes. No. I don't know.
Why are you asking all of these questions?
I'm trying to show you that you can think for yourselves. You don't always have to do everything Renee says. In fact, she told me that she wants you to make your own choices. Besides, even though she said she doesn't want you to go to the comp-link, she didn't say anything about you showing me where it is, did she?
No.
But you could get hurt too.
That is very kind of you to worry about me. But you don't have to. I won't get hurt. Please?
It's over there in the aqua pink rocks.
Kyria!
Renee didn't say we couldn't show others.
But do you really think she would want us to?
What do you mean, in the rocks?
In a cleft. You have to pull on the biggest boulder. It slides out, and the comp link, as you call it, is behind it.
Excellent!
But you really shouldn't go.
Ah, here we are. Biggest boulder... Pull and... Oh. Ha! Clever girl. Oh-ho! Security at last, huh? But nothing I cannot handle. Yes!
Astan?
Are you all right?
I'm fine! And you are about to be even better! My virtual friends, welcome to a brave new world! Ha!
Hello? Andras? Kyria? Where are you? Something is definitely wrong here. Nothing feels right. Even the air's changed. Oh no. The house and garden, they're destroyed.
You!
Kiria! Andras, where were you? I've been looking all over for you.
We were hiding. We didn't know who might be coming for us.
Coming for you?
Hmm.
Did someone attack you? Is that what happened to your home and garden?
No, we tore them down.
What? Why?
Because you didn't want us to know.
Know what?
What we are.
You tried to keep knowledge from us.
To keep the Comblink from us.
The Comblink.
But it didn't work. He showed us everything.
He?
Yes, me.
Professor.
Wonderful, isn't it?
Wonderful. You did exactly what I told you I didn't want to do. They're not ready.
Nonsense. They're finally starting to achieve their full potential. If you could get Whittaker to just share this technology with me, we could create games unlike anything anyone has ever experienced.
Then you don't have the technology.
No, it wasn't in the Comblink, but you can get it for me.
That's absolutely not gonna happen. Now please, reverse what you've done.
It's too late, and I wouldn't even if I could. In fact, I've accelerated it. Come on out, everyone!
You've made more!
Indeed! More chances for conflict! But first, a little test. My friends, this person is trying to keep you from knowledge!
That's terrible!
She is trying to stop you from growing!
That's not true! I just want you to know things when you are ready!
You just want us to make houses and gardens! You don't want us to know more!
I do!
Then why won't you tell us, Renee? Tell us!
Tell us! Professor? They just kept chanting and closing in on me and waving their fists. So I got out.
Oh, are you all right?
Yes, but I have to tell you, I was actually scared of my own creations. And Professor Lieberness just laughed. I am sure he's trying to use the Comblink to access the one at Wit's End with all of the information about the Imagination Station.
Well, that's why I cut off internet access from the portable station.
Lieberness is a gaming and computer expert, Mr. Whittaker. He'll figure it out. It's only a matter of time. What can we do?
Well, we could pull the plug. A complete shutdown and purge. Of course, that would erase your program.
No, it's not fair to the Whittonians. It's not their fault.
Didn't they tell Lieberness where the Comblink is?
Only because he tricked them.
Really? We gave them choice, remember?
But just even so, there must be another way. We need to reprogram the Whittonians. Do a reboot that will take them back to the way they were before Lieberness corrupted them.
Okay, well, to do that, we need access to the Comblink.
I've already tried. He's blocked access from the outside. I'd have to do it from the inside.
Well, that's not the only problem, though. The Whittonians no longer trust you. The second you step foot in there, they'll chase you out again, especially if Lieberness sees you.
I have to regain the Whittonians' trust. To show them that I'm on their side, that I have their best interests at heart, and that I'm one with them.
Or better yet, one of them.
What do you mean?
Renee, I may have a way to solve all of those problems.
So, what does this device do again?
Oh, the Imagination Station usually has the ability to make you belong in the adventure. You know, dressed in the right clothes, speaking the right language, that sort of thing. But since Professor Lieberness blocked access to the program, you can't utilize that feature. This is a device that I've been tinkering with. It utilizes the technology of the Imagination Station to make you look like a person in the adventure, even when you're not in the Imagination Station.
A virtual disguise. Incredible.
Well, not yet, it isn't. This is the first time I've tried it out. In this case, I programmed it to make you look like a Whittonian. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Did it work?
See for yourself.
Oh, my. I'm a Wittonian.
Yes. Now, the device also has a comm app so that you and I can talk to each other. But the Wittonians and Liburnus won't be able to hear me.
Excellent.
You know, it'd be a whole lot easier just to pull the plug, you know.
No. No, not yet. Let's see if this works first. And if not, then...
Now, all right, it's your call. Now, I'll monitor you from out here. Be careful.
I will. Whoa!
Are you all right, Renee?
So far, but Wittonia isn't. It looks terrible in here. It's dusty and dirty and plants are uprooted. The air smells foul. And wait, what in the world?
What is it?
Professor Liburnus. He's all trussed up.
Ah, don't hurt me! No, don't hurt me!
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Who are you with?
With?
Which side? The Andrassians or the Kyrians?
Neither. I'm here to bring peace.
Peace? There is no peace. You've all gone mad.
I thought that's what you wanted, Professor.
What? Renee, is that you?
Yes, it is.
But you look like one of them. How...
Is that really important right now? What happened here?
After they chased you out, they demanded that I give them control of the Comp-Link. When I refused, they turned on me. They tied me up, and Andras and Kyria got into an argument over what to do with me. Before I knew it, they started attacking each other. Some followed Andras, some followed Kyria. They've been at it ever since.
You said they demanded you give them control of the Comp-Link. So that means they still don't have control, right?
No. I installed biometric security on it. Since they aren't organic life, it won't work for them. And if any human but me tries to use it, well, let's just say they'll be in for a nasty shock.
We have to stop this, Professor. If I take you to the Comp-Link, will you help me stop it?
Yes. Yes! Just please, untie me!
All right. Done. Let's go. All right, Professor. The flash drive with the reboot is in place. Now unlock the Comp-Link.
I will. When you tell Whittaker to give me the schematics and programming for the Imagination Station.
You're still on that? It's not gonna happen.
Then your world is doomed.
What are you doing?
Andras!
No! No! Get away from me!
Professor! Come back!
He won't get far!
Oh, Kyria!
Who are you?
I'm a friend. I'm here to help you.
Help us? Can you give us control over the Comp-Link?
No. No, I won't do that.
Then how can you help us?
By taking you back to the way you used to be. In the time before Liburnus. You're so angry now, but you were happy then. Don't you remember?
I do remember.
Wouldn't you like to be happy again?
Yes. Yes, I would.
I can help you. I can take you back to that time. Back to when you were first created. Back to when the world was new.
How can you do that?
Because I am Renee.
You? Renee?
You don't look like Renee.
No.
You look like us.
I've become like one of you to show you I mean you no harm. Don't you remember the flowers you made for my hair?
Yes. Yes, I... Wait, this is a trick. You just want to keep us from knowing more.
No. I want you to know more when you're ready to know more. You weren't ready, and see what you've become? I can help you start again, to do it right this time.
Can you really take us back to when we were happy?
I can.
No, you lie. I don't want to go back, Andras.
But I do, Kyria.
We'll stop you. Kyria!
What? Atrazians!
Stop! Please, listen to me.
Renee?
Mr. Whittaker.
Renee, I think it's time to pull the plug here.
No, don't.
Now, you're out of options.
No, there's still a way.
What way? With Liburnus gone?
I'm going to trigger his biosecurity system. But I'm putting in a feedback loop to short it out.
Renee, you don't know what that'll do to you.
Actually, I have a pretty good idea, which is why I need your help. Once the security is shorted out, I need you to reboot the program, if I can't.
Renee, this is very dangerous.
Promise me, Mr. Whittaker.
Renee?
I'm doing it whether you promise me or not.
Renee?
I'm doing it right now. happened?
Oh, you did something very foolish and got yourself a nasty shock. That's what happened.
The Wittonians. Are they all right?
Oh, easy now. Now, they're fine. I rebooted the program and they're back at the beginning, back to their innocent selves again.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Thank you so much. Oh, I don't look like them anymore.
No. The power surge shorted out my little device, too. I'll have to start over with it.
Oh, sorry about that. Wait, where's Professor Liebernis?
Well, after I made him help me carry you out of the imagination station, and once we made sure you were all right, he left. But not before offering one last time to buy the imagination station technology from me.
The man is nothing if not persistent.
That really was a foolish thing to do, you know. But I understand why you did it.
Really? Because I'm not sure I do.
Oh, I think you do. It's the awesome responsibility of creation. And the even more awesome love creators have for their creations. A love so deep that no personal sacrifice to save them is too great.
A creator willing to make a supreme sacrifice for the creation. Sounds familiar.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure. But I'll tell you this. If I did believe in God, I think I'd understand him a little better now.
Good answer. Now, are you up to taking another look at your creations?
Absolutely.
When God made Adam and Eve, he could have programmed them to do the right thing all the time and never sin. But he didn't. Instead, the creator of the universe gave people the freedom to make choices and love him because we wanted to, not because we had to. Of course, Genesis chapter 3 describes one bad choice that turned the world upside down. It took God sending his son, Jesus Christ, to turn our relationship with him right side up again. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Have you put your faith in Jesus? I hope so, because that's the best choice you could ever make. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The World of Wittonia was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, Amy Pemberton, and Jameson Price. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.